Go in peace.
1,200 people, many of them paramedics, filled Holy Family Church to pay their respects to the Ascension Spirit crew. Pilot Rico Caruso, Flight Nurse Clint Mitchell, and Flight Medic Greg Rosenthal. The service was attended by Clint Mitchell's fiancée and his new baby, born less than 8 hours before.
I love my job. Those were the last words I heard from Clint.
Matt Thompson, EMS Outreach Coordinator for Spirit, knew them all. He says Greg Rosenthal was highly trained.
He was the rock, knew how to handle every situation.
Rico Caruso had logged more than 3,200 flight hours before the fatal crash.
Rico was one of the most respected pilots, not only in our area, but nationally.
Thompson says all three excelled at a very difficult job.
They are working with the patient from the time they lift to the time that they deliver that patient. They're experts in what they do, and they prepare for all scenarios. Our team was as good as it gets.
The Ascension Spirit flight went down in clear skies the night of April 26 in Hazelhurst. The National Transportation Safety Board says the single-engine Eurocopter AS-350 underwent an extensive safety examination the day before, but there is at least one observer who thinks that helicopter shouldn't have been flying. Dr. Michael Abernathy is the chief flight physician of UW Health MedFlight in Madison.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a physician in the United States who has spent more time in the back of a helicopter caring for patients. I've been doing it for almost 30 years.
Like Ascension Spirit, UW MedFlight uses helicopters and pilots provided by the Air Methods Company. Abernathy says they do an excellent job, but both of the MedFlight helicopters are twin-engine models. Abernathy says single-engine helicopters, like the Eurocopter that crashed, shouldn't be used for medical transport.
Redundancy. In the event of an engine failure, you still have a second engine. If you go to the rest of the developed world, no one uses small single-engine helicopters. No one.
Abernathy says of the roughly 1,000 medical helicopters in the U.S., 16% of them are single-engine Eurocopters or similar models, but they have been involved in 55% of the 27 fatal accidents since 2009.
I personally would never work on one, knowing what I know.
In a statement drafted for WPR, Air Methods says, quote, as a result of our strong safety culture, stringent inspection and maintenance programs, and compliance with several audit programs, we have found the reliability rate of single-engine helicopters is nearly identical to twin-engine helicopters. Additionally, the single-engine helicopters used in our fleet today are equipped with the same essential safety equipment found on larger twin-engine helicopters, end quote. The Ascension Spirit and Air Methods program had to meet standards set by the Commission on Accreditation of Medical Transport Systems. Dudley Smith is the Associate Executive Director.
Programs are required to have a safety management system, and then there's also standards in there about what kinds of equipment and things need to be on the vehicles. We're doing everything we can to decrease the likelihood of accidents happening.
At the memorial service, no one questioned the commitment of Ascension Spirit and Air Methods to safety. Vince Freeborn of Air Methods said the teams were eager to get back in the sky.
We're going to be here to stand Spirit 2 back up. And we're going to stand Spirit 2 back up in the honor of Rico, Clint, and Greg.
Six medical helicopters flew in formation overhead, a show of support from across Wisconsin. Inside the church, the last call went out from dispatch.
Pilot Rico Caruso, Flight Nurse Clint Mitchell, and Flight Medic Greg Rosenthal. Godspeed to heaven's open door. Spirit Communication Center, clear.
The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.